Here in the rainforest treetops of Costa Rica, there's more to see than just branches and leaves. They are birds, but even the birds have some wingless neighbors. In fact, 90% of rainforest animals make their homes at the very top levels. They are monkeys, rodents, reptiles, cats, and today, our three adventurers, Gabi, Kassler, and Kara. Join them as they explore a trail system that's 50 meters above ground. To discover plants and animals hard to see from a ground-level hike.
The howler monkeys is the most common species of monkey that we have here.
And learn about plants that have contributed to the everyday lives of humans for centuries.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Cloud forest is very fascinating. All the plants and the really huge trees and everything growing on that trees. I would like to know what it is, like what are the names of the plants? I mean, who feeds on them? What can I eat?
If you want to begin to understand the diversity of life in a rainforest, you need to start thinking vertically. Researchers divide the rainforest into four distinct levels, like the different stories of a tall building: floor, understory, canopy, and the emergent layer. Each level provides a home to many different kinds of plants and animals. Today, Gabi, Caro, and Kassler are taking a tour through the canopy level on a special treetop bridge system in Costa Rica's Monteverde region.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you?
Pretty good. Excited?
We have a special day for you today here in Sky Adventures. You are in Monteverde and we're going to be seeing the cloud forest this morning, okay?
Great. I get seasick very easily to walk on that bridge that is slightly moving back and forth, and knowing you're like 50 meters above the ground. It was kind of funny to walk there, and I had to hold on to one side of the bridge, but it was totally worth it.
I grew up in the woods with forests behind my house, so I grew up hearing the insects at night. I'm actually not very good at being in enclosed spaces, so I think this is the perfect job, because I get to be in the forest, always in touch with the animals and fauna.
The guide was telling us the story about why these bridges were built. And it was because these brothers wanted to have another perspective of the same forest. And we had the opportunity to see the forest from here that is totally different from walking through the forest.
Well, actually, one of the owners is a biology, and it was to study about the different kind of plants that they're growing up on the canopy of the forest.
Is it usual to see some animals from here?
Yes, it's a very common to see, you know, monkeys. That's what is very common to see here. The howler monkeys is the most common species of monkey that we have here. In the
season where we can see also the resplendent quetzal. So that is a very beautiful bird that, it fits in a lot of different kind of fruits that we have in Costa Rica, but it comes to Monteverde and migrate here to feed on the avocado, which is one of the predominant species of plants or tree that we have in this area.
They say that the forest is like a Bible. You learn something new from it every day. And it's not just us teaching what we have here. Tourists also teach us about their cultures, their forests, and their traditions. So this is a school.
Can you eat them as humans, the wild avocado? Not so much,
no,
it's for the birds.
No, many, many wild fruits, but you can eat them, that many of them will have a lot of laxative, you know.
These avocados may not be worth eating, but humans have benefited from plants in this forest for centuries. One example is the sapodilla tree, which produces an edible fruit and a rubbery substance called chicle in the tree sap. Native people and early settlers loved to chew on the sweet substance, which was later used as a main ingredient in chewing gum. Cloud forests support such diversity of useful plants because their climate is so unique.
Why we call it a cloud forest? Well, a minute ago it was sunny, now it's cloudy again, and you can see it's sprinkling a little bit. Because there is different
comes and goes.
Yes, it's very hard to know what we're going to have. There is a lot of conditions that make this cloud forest, you know, the altitude, the precipitation, the temperature, but it's because we are like in a mountain. Let's imagine that we're in a mountain, and then there are cold winds coming from the Atlantic and condensed with the warm winds from the Pacific. Mm-hmm. When both of them get together, condensed makes the clouds.
Rain is plentiful for 9 months in Monteverde. But during dry months, plants get more water from cloud droplets that stick to leaves. These drops get bigger and heavier until they fall to the ground, watering the roots. This forest waters itself, so every leaf plays an important role. Thankfully, Monteverde remains mostly untouched by deforestation. But scientists are learning there is bad news. Since the moist air comes to the mountains from the lowlands, deforestation there has impacted Monteverde. Air no longer passes over forests before traveling up over the mountains, so it receives less moisture and picks up more heat. Slowly, this cloud forest is losing its clouds.
So this is very hot for Monteverde, actually.
Is it? It's quite cool.
We're wearing these jackets because this is actually the temperature that we have here all year round.
Usually, when you think about Costa Rica, you think hot beaches, you know? But this is really cold for us.
Yeah, in this area. It was a surprise.
Really?
On this tree here.
Monteverde has more than 800 species of epiphytes. These are plants which grow on other plants. They are mosses, vines, ferns, bromeliads, and more than 400 species of orchids.
Many times you are trying to know what kind of tree is the one that you are seeing, and many times you just see the trunk and there is a lot of growing. There is a lot of falling trees here between November and February because the wind. So they fall down a lot. The growing on top, you know, that causes a lot of extra weight for the trees because that moss and all the bromelias, all different kind of plants are going to hold a lot of water for the tree.
So they, once in a while, a tree comes down?
Yeah, because that conditions that I says, they fall down.
Right.
But, you know, because there is a lot of rodents here and many different species of birds. So there is a lot of seeds that they're just waiting there for a little bit of sunlight to germinate. And then when a tree falls down, so like over here, and you can see it's hard to see the ground. Because now all these pioneer plants, we call them pioneer plants, because grows very fast.
Like how fast?
Depends on the species. We can say it grows a meter in a year.
That's a lot.
This forest is one of Costa Rica's lungs. Thank God that it is preserved here. that the owners had the vision to protect so much forest here in Monteverde.
When I was at the bridge, I told the girls, breathe in and make sure you get as much as you can of the most sweet air we would probably get in a long time.
And as I was watching down, I was thinking that if we see an animal walking through some paths, he's walking and going different ways, you could say, okay, if you go this way, you're gonna find something. If you go that way, you're gonna find something else. And we could see the different possibilities that that animal would have at that moment. And I was thinking that something similar happens if God is watching us and saying, okay, if you take this decision, you are going to find this, or if you take another decision, it's going to be worse or better. And I was thinking how important it is to pray and ask God to have that wisdom. We cannot see all the possibilities we have, but He can.
The trees in this cloud forest are packed so densely, rain can take up to 10 minutes to reach the ground. That means animals like this coati use a network of branches to easily get where they need to go. Rainforest canopy animals need to be able to fly, jump, glide, hop, or swing through this sky highway. Today, our three adventurers will be traveling through the treetops in a unique way as well, ziplining their way through Monteverde's lush landscape. It's an experience that brings both excitement
I can love up there
and uneasy feelings.
I'm shaking.
Will our three adventurers be able to make it all the way through their sky tour?
The longest is still to come.
First of all, I'm going to explain you here mm-hmm. how this is going to work, what mm-hmm. to do, what not to do. The first important thing is going to be your body position. So you need to cross your ankles, bend your knees up, mm-hmm. Lean back, and the two hands on the bars. Mm-hmm. Your body weight is going to be here, like mm-hmm. sitting mm-hmm. in a chair, okay? Mm-hmm. If you put your legs out, this is going to cause that the wind twists you. You know, a lot of wind resistance. Mm-hmm. And you can get stuck. So
yep.
always bend your legs in, lean back, and scream like a howler monkey, okay?
No problem.
That will be easy.
Now, it's what to do if you get stuck.
Besides praying?
Besides praying or crying or screaming,
well,
you need to make sure that this is not running. Then you let go the bars, grab the cable in front, you turn, then two hands, hand over hand, to pull yourself backwards.
Right.
Like a sloth, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe faster. if you get stuck too far, you can pull yourself because you're on a vacation, so we can go out and help.
Oh, okay.
So anytime you have a question, just let us know. Feel free to ask, okay?
Okay.
So if you don't have any questions for now, we're ready to go on the practice cable, okay?
Yeah, practice.
Yeah. Ready to fly?
Yeah, you first. Yeah. All right.
I'll go first.
The first zip line to try was really good. So I'm excited to see what's next.
A little bit afraid, but ready to go.
One more time.
Amazing! Yay! Okay.
dancing. I was really concentrating in looking at the whole scene without getting too scared. But it was really good. She's so happy.
I can love you.
If you're scared of being high, you should.
No,
look.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. No. Then it's fine. No. Because they said, and this one, you feel like it is higher than the other.
Because it's slower.
See, yes.
And you can see the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not afraid of the height.
Okay.
It's just, I don't need adrenaline.
It's fine. So.
Yeah.
Can you see the view this time?
No.
No.
I can't.
I can love up there.
Oh, that's so good.
Every time. Like her first time, you know.
Don't drink alcohol. Do this stuff. Don't use drugs, use this stuff.
Too much adrenaline for me. I don't need that kind of excitement. So I will go through, but I don't need it.
Do you want us to ask them?
No, I will come with you. You enjoy it.
I love this.
Good.
But I also want you to be okay.
Yeah.
Bring this together. Oh, that's the long one. The longest?
Fastest.
No.
Do
you want us to go in front and wait for you there?
Oh well, whatever. No, I want to have it done.
Okay,
up to you. Mm-hmm. We're almost there, guys.
Yeah,
almost there.
So that's the fastest, and then it's the longest.
We have three to go.
Three to go. The fastest, the longest.
Fastest, longest, and then the last.
To relax. Okay.
Look with one eye.
No.
I want to be the last again.
You want to be the last?
You should be the last.
No.
Because you feel so much comfortable. You feel safe because you have somebody in your back, like holding you. And you don't have to
guide.
Yes, you should.
Oh. Can I go with you? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to hold. It's like you're...
Oh, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I can do that. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
You enjoyed it?
Yes!
I'm glad.
Oh, me too!
I could do it again. But the longest is still to come.
So the next one is a long cable, it's a slow one. So you need to be in good position, okay? If you don't want to, if you don't want to get stuck.
I feel like I just need to take a 10 minutes break and I can carry on for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So no good.
I enjoyed the view a lot, but I think that the thing that I most enjoy is see Gabby enjoying the three last zip lines.
Oh, thank you.
I really wanted that because I wanted her to enjoy the view.
That's
I knew.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to enjoy.
In our way up here, I was calm and peaceful. But when I saw this tower, I was like, I need to be there. So I ran. My heart was beating so fast when I climbed this tower. This is life, pura vida.
Looking at everything from, you know, such a distance, it's like nothing matters that much.
I feel small, thinking how great God is when I see just everything what I saw. God is so powerful and he can do so much that the little me can not imagine.